You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Metzick.
A little Western Conference flavor in Milwaukee Tuesday night as the Bucks aim to snap a four-game losing streak hosting the Phoenix Suns. With Damian Lillard sidelined indefinitely, Ryan Rollins once again earned a starting role and made the most of it.
Kuzma to set it in. He feeds Rollins. Rollins squeezes off a three and he knocks it down from the near wing right.
The Bucks came out flying in the first quarter, hitting six consecutive shots and building a double-digit lead less than 4 minutes into the game.
And now Giannis tries to chisel his way inside and stuffs it down with a big one-hand slam on the reverse side of the rim.
The lead would grow to 14 on a finish at the rim from Brook Lopez.
Rollins lobs it inside. Good find to Lopez, who snuck underneath the defense and has an easy layup. Brook Lopez with 10 points already here in this opening 6 minutes. Not a bad way to celebrate your 37th birthday.
Playing without A.J. Green for the second consecutive game, Pat Connaughton made his presence felt in the first.
Seven to shoot. Connaughton knifes his way to the cup. He gets right by Iguodaro for an easy lay-in. And BC's brought that move in. It's been nice to see here these last few games.
31-19 Bucks after one. The Suns put a dent in Milwaukee's lead, scoring six straight to begin the second quarter before Giannis stepped behind the arc.
Giannis going to try his hand at a three, and he cans it from the top of the arc. So Giannis says, all right, I got some long bomb action for you here as he buries one to get Milwaukee back ahead by nine.
Phoenix trimmed their deficit to five. The Bucks then scored six straight to push the lead back to 11. 45-34 Bucks before the Suns caught fire, exploding for a 21-7 run to take a 53-52 lead. Pat Connaughton then started an 8-0 Bucks response.
Here comes a pass down low. Connaughton underneath the rim, and he glides down and lays it in with a reverse layup.
A run that Giannis would finish.
No hesitation. Giannis drives right at Richards and hammers it down with a monster right hand slam. The Greek Freak bringing the thunder as the Bucks go ahead 60-53.
Phoenix outscored Milwaukee 38-29 in the second quarter, but the Bucks still carried a 60-57 lead into the second half. After the Suns took a 61-60 lead less than a minute into the third quarter, the Bucks seized control.
Three-pointer for Kuzma. He steps into it and knocks it down. Michelob Ultra three and a big one for Kuzma.
Kuzma's three, the beginning of an impressive 23-4 Bucks run, featuring a three from Ryan Rollins.
Rebounded by Lopez. Lopez the other way, off to Giannis. Giannis crosses over. He sends to the corner. Good look at a three from Rollins, and this time Rollins cans it. Ryan Rollins, the beneficiary of that attention Giannis is drawing, but you got to make those shots too, and he has more often than not of late.
And another from Taurean Prince.
Giannis rumbles ahead, fires a dart to the corner, catch and shoot three. Taurean Prince sticks the three, and Milwaukee has stretched it back to what is now a 12-point lead. And it has started on this side of the floor. Defense getting stops. Timeout Phoenix. The Bucks have embarked on a 14-2 run. It's 17-4 over the last 3.5 minutes.
The lead would grow to 15 on an and-one from Giannis.
Giannis drives inside, gets around Mark, and lays it in with a foul. He's got a chance of the three-point play, and now, just like that, the Bucks have a chance to match their largest lead of the game.
The Suns would settle the deficit at 12 entering the fourth quarter, 95-83 Bucks. While the Suns wouldn't go away quietly in the fourth, the Bucks always seemed to have an answer. Like this from Kevin Porter Jr.
Somehow the ball picked up by Porter. He's off and running, takes flight, and stuffs it down with a foul. Kevin Porter Jr. took a shot to the head as he was going up, and to his credit, he finished with a plum.
The and one from Porter made it 104-89 Bucks. The Suns would shrink the deficit to 7 before a finger roll from Giannis.
Giannis drives into the paint. Corkscrews in the lane, floats it up and in with a right-hand finger roll, and that's what the Bucks need to come at Phoenix with a steady diet of now.
Every time the Suns made a move, Giannis had an answer.
Giannis going to pull the trigger on a three, and he buries it straight on. Second three ball of the night for the Greek Freak. And the Bucks go ahead by 10. Michelob Ultra 3 with 4:44 to go in the fourth.
But the Suns kept chipping away, and at the 120 mark of the fourth quarter, Milwaukee held a slim four-point lead until Rollins once again stepped behind the arc.
Here's a catch-and-shoot three. Rollins, he answers. What a moment! A career high 21 points for the youngster out of Toledo. He sticks the three. He has scored five straight.
Rollins would close out the scoring with a pair of free throws and a 10-point Bucks win. 133-123 the final. Milwaukee snaps a four-game losing streak, improving to 41-34 on the season. A balanced scoring attack for the Bucks, keyed by Giannis, who scored 37 points on 12 of 18 shooting. Rollins, a career-high 23. Brook Lopez added 22. All five Bucks scored in double figures, with Prince adding 16 and Kyle Kuzma adding 12. On the night, the Bucks shot a whopping 69% from the field and nearly 59% from three. Suns guard Devin Booker led all scorers with 39. With seven regular season games to play, the Bucks currently occupy the number six position in the Eastern Conference playoff race, one game back of the Pistons and two and a half back of the fourth place Pacers.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.